Hey, y'all out there. This is Bo Billingsley, the voice of Jet Black and the Fourth Raikage. You're listening to The Night Nerd. Stay tuned because all kinds of good things will be happening.
Welcome to the Night Nerd Podcast. I'm your host, Lance. It's Friday, so we're going to talk about what you want to talk about. All week, we've been looking at The Disaster Artist. It opens today, and I got to go see it last night, and everybody's been wondering what I thought about it. And in a word, amazing. And a lot more words you're gonna see, but The Disaster Artist is based on the book of the same name by Greg Sestero, who starred in The Room that we talked about on Thursday's show. Which is considered like one of the worst movies of all time. And this movie can be, not the opposite. I mean, it's weird because it's The Room, but it's a good movie, and it's amazing and so enjoyable. The whole cast, I mean, it's directed and produced all by James Franco, and starring James Franco, it's just so many, and all of his crew is in there too. It's Seth Rogen's in it, Dave Franco, Alison Brie, Zac Efron's in it. I didn't realize Zac Efron was in it. I was sitting there watching it, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's Zac Efron. Megan Mullaney, Ari Grainer, Nathan Felder, Melanie Griffith, it goes on, Christopher Mintz-Plasse, Tom Franco, I mean, everybody, Bob Odenkirk, there's so many great people in this movie, and they all deliver. It's so enjoyable and so much fun. It tells kind of the behind-the-scenes story of the making of The Room, and it's interesting because they gloss over a few facts, you know. I guess we'll start with that. The ending, so spoilers, by the way, spoilers. The biggest thing that I noticed is in the actual, when he screened The Room, when Tommy Wiseau screened it, people just kind of got up and awkwardly walked out. At the end of this movie, they're laughing and cheering and, you know, just chanting, Tommy, Tommy. So the exact opposite. Now, I know that's kind of a Hollywood type ending, and a very Hollywood thing to do, and so it works, I get it, but it's still, and Dave Franco, who plays Greg Sestero, is an interesting kind of combination of characters. He's your POV character, so you know, you're watching the movie through his eyes, but as I realized, you know, about the end of the first act, is he's actually the main guy. Tommy's not the main guy. This is Greg's story. And I guess that, you know, since Greg wrote The Disaster Artist, that makes sense. But, you know, all the trailers and everything hype it up to be Tommy's story, and it's not. But everybody, I mean, outside of that, everybody does a phenomenal job. There's a lot of genuine comedy in here. Heartfelt comedy, like, and drama. I mean, you feel for these characters. You relate to their plight, even as crazy as some of the stuff is, and the way things go down. It's one of those truth is stranger than fiction stories, really, because it just, the stuff that he does, you're just like, wow. And if you haven't seen The Room, I think that's okay. I think this film stands alone without you watching The Room. Now, after you watch it, you'll want to go see The Room, but don't feel any need to watch The Room before you go see it. I mean, unless you want to. I think it's a win-win either way. I was talking to our local entertainment reporter for one of our local news stations and discussing who the audience is for this movie. And after seeing it, it's for everyone. I was worried that the art house people would be turned off by James Franco and Seth Rogen, and that the James Franco, Seth Rogen crowd would be turned off by the art house style of it. But everyone will love this movie. It is great. Franco's doing some of the best acting I've ever seen him do. And that, I mean, he really is a good actor. As much as he plays the silly parts a lot of times, he really is a good actor. And cameos galore. And just living these people's lives, you know, in the early 2000s in Hollywood when everything was going on. And it's an inspiring story. As strange and weird as it is, it has a very, you know, never say die, never give up on your dream, follow your dream at all costs, you know, whatever it takes kind of mentality. And that's really neat. Like I said, really inspiring. The film is sweet and heartful at points too. You know, I talked about relating to the characters. There's a scene where Alison Brie, who plays Dave Franco's girlfriend, so that's a big stretch there, like, leaves, and you feel his, he's torn because, you know, does he follow after her and go do this one-off commercial, or sorry, sitcom, a cameo on Malcolm in the Middle, or does he stay here with his friend who he promised they would do this together and do everything? And, you know, you can really feel the pain that he's going through. And it's just, like I said, just a great movie. Go see it, go enjoy it, because you'll regret it if not. Unfortunately, this theater I saw it in wasn't sold out, which hurt my heart. But I live in West Texas, and, you know, unless this isn't a typical West Texas type movie, but there were diehards there and loyalists, and everyone who saw it loved it. I mean, it got applause and, like I said, genuine laughter from everybody, and yeah, everyone enjoyed it, and I think you will too. Let us know if you saw it, and if you enjoyed it, you can let us know in the comments here below, or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Just look for The Night Nerd. We're out there. We'd love to hear from you. And then when I say we, it's not just me, but also the guys over at Blah Blah Comics, Blah Blah Curse Words. Make sure you're checking them out. Lots of good things going on over on their show as well. If you want to talk to me directly, you can email me, thenightnerd@outlook.com, or just nightnerd@thenightnerd.com. I respond to each and every single one of those letters and emails and questions and comments. That's why we're here. So that's going to be it for us today. Again, I'm Lance. Thank you all so much for listening. Go see The Disaster Artist this weekend 2 or 3 times, and we'll see you next week.